Las Vegas, over 223k mail-in ballots bounced as undeliverable in recent primary election. By John Binder on August 5, 2020. More than 223,000 mail-in ballots sent to registered voters in Clark County, Nevada, were bounced as undeliverable in the state's June primary election, newly released data reveals. According to data collected by the Public Interest Legal Foundation, PILF, from the Clark County Election Department, a total of 223,469 mail-in ballots sent to registered voters for the June 9 primary election ended up bouncing as undeliverable. 17% of the total 1,325,934 mail-in ballots that were sent out in the county. These numbers show how vote-by-mail fails, PILF President J. Christian Adams said in a statement, adding, "New proponents of mail balloting don't often understand how it actually works. States like Oregon and Washington spent many years building their mail voting systems and are notably aggressive with voter list maintenance efforts. Pride in their own systems does not somehow transfer across state lines. Nevada, New York, and others are not and will not be ready for November." For comparison, in the 2012, 2014, 2016, and 2018 general elections, the entire state of Nevada recorded just 5,863 mail-in ballots as undeliverable. That data comes from U.S. Election Assistance Commission surveys. The data find that of those undeliverable mail ballots, 58% were from inactive voters and 42% were from active voters. Put another way, 92,337 were listed as Democrats and 53,129 are Republicans. Clark County, which went more than 52% for Hillary Clinton in 2016, sent out mail-in ballots to all registered voters for their primary election, unlike other counties, including Washoe, in the state's northwest corner. Washoe County sent out a little more than a fifth of the mail-in ballots that Clark County sent for the primary election and saw far fewer undeliverables, less than 28,000. Unlike Las Vegas, Reno officials did not send ballots to inactive voters. The revelation comes as Governor Steve Sisolak, D., signed legislation to send mail-in ballots to all active registered voters for the 2020 presidential election. On Wednesday, President Trump said Nevada did not have the election infrastructure to take on such a task as universal mail-in voting. Trump wrote in a post, "Nevada has zero infrastructure for mail-in voting. It will be a corrupt disaster if not ended by the courts. It will take months, or years, to figure out. Florida has built a great infrastructure, over years, with two great Republican governors. Florida, send in your ballots. Recent data has not shown a compelling public health justification for mail-in voting. In Wisconsin's April election, only 52 of more than 400,000 voters and poll workers were confirmed to have contracted the Chinese coronavirus. None of those cases were fatal. This equals an infection rate below 0.02%. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.